loves you. FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ. Community music, Brandon Heath, Love Never Fails. Jordan Felice, Changed. Good morning to you. It's 7:20.
Your weather for today, sunny, breezy, high 57 expected. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 43. For our winning Wednesday, mostly sunny, high 65. Thursday, partly sunny, high 71. Currently, it's 38.
Our friends Justin and Garrett from Men of Iron hanging out with us. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Always great to have you here. Justin Watkins, Director of Development for Men of Iron. And Justin, I understand you guys have a new model that you're kind of trying out this fall. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I think a lot of listeners, if you're familiar with Men of Iron, you're probably familiar through your church that did our program or does our program. And that is great. We love the church. The church is awesome, right? But we also know that sometimes it doesn't fit into the programs going on. And so we've been looking to expand what we do and find guys that are passionate about mentorship to say, hey, you may or may not have your church all in on this, but if you've got five or six buddies, reach out to them and do this thing together. Grab people that you can pour into. And you as an individual can be the director in or outside of the church.
Right.
And so we're having more individuals come in and be involved in the ministry, whether it's formally through their church or not, and seeing a lot more guys get involved with Men of Iron that way.
And it's not just the men you're looking to really impact, the community, the family, everybody through what you guys are doing.
Yeah, I mean, everyone is connected to someone else. And whether you're married, unmarried, you've got coworkers, you've got friends. This is about transforming a culture and a community, and I think that's what the larger vision is that we're really excited about and feel called to.
And if guys want to find out how they can get started with that, they could visit you online, get the info they need.
Yeah. Menofiron.org.
Very cool. And Garrett Barbush is the executive director of Men of Iron. He's hanging out with us. And Garrett, Justin told us a great story earlier. You have a lot of folks who have been impacted by Men of Iron. Any good stories to share?
Yeah, one comes to mind, a young guy named Jared. Jared, I don't think that he would mind me sharing this at all, but basically just had a life where he was just full of a lot of anger, a lot of questions up until, you know, the last, I'd say, 2 years, wasn't really living out maybe his faith the way that I think in his heart he desperately desired to be doing that. And so Jared's journey kind of brought him several years ago. He was in a very bad drunk driving accident where it was a miracle that he walked away from it. Honestly, she probably should have been killed in that accident. And I think that was a little bit of a wake-up call for Jared. And so just a couple years ago, he got engaged in our ministry as a protege and had a mentor that just really asked good questions and challenged Jared, not only in his faith, but in his family and with his friends, his fitness, his finances, everything, encompassing Jared's life. Well, a long story short, Fred, basically what happened was Jared was just God used this mentor to radically transform Jared's life. And through that process of 12 months of intentional mentorship, Jared started going to church. Jared started actively living out his faith. Jared was dating a girl at the time and was fathering her child and really stepped up into that role. And through that process, even Jared was diagnosed with cancer. And he and his mentor were actually having their meetings in Jared's hospital bed, as he was battling this. And through this entire process, a year later, Jared married that girl. He officially went through the legal process of adopting his son. And just complete transformation. And I was just with them a couple weeks ago, and Jared sharing stories about how he's praying with his son, praying with his wife every night before bed. And it's just been a completely radically transforming process in Jared's life. And just all because he went out of his comfort zone, accepted that mentor into his life, obviously, and engaged in that process and was willing and hungry to change. And it's amazing what happens when those things come all together.
Check it out, menofiron.org. You can find out more information about getting involved. And I know you guys have opportunities coming up for folks to impact what you guys are doing, too.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of the Extra Give? it's a new thing coming in Lancaster County. But yes, we are participating in the Extra Give, as many organizations are. So it's a great way to get involved and help transform families across the country.
And they could just find you by typing in Men of Iron.
Yeah.
Same thing at Facebook and some of your social media stuff.
Yeah. And come out and
visit
us
at Supply. Pictures here.
Yeah, come on out to Supply that day from 11 to 1 and 6 to 8, I believe.
Yeah.
We're going to be hanging out at Supply in Mannheim as well. So come on out and enjoy some fun.
Very cool. Check it out. You can go to their Facebook. You can visit their Twitter. You can check them out online at menofiron.org or visit them on the day that's coming up with Extra Give at Supply Mannheim.
That's right.
You got it.
Yep. Guys, thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having us,
Fred. We loved having you. Matt Carney, back to the music. This is Kings and Queens.